Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Congressman Frank Lucas joining us. We're back with the Congressman in just a moment.
The hardest working folks we know are farmers and ranchers, and GoBob Pipe and Steel is committed to finding ways to save you time and money. GoBob is always looking for equipment and materials that will help you do the many chores you have faster and for less. GoBob is now offering pipe for corral fencing that's up to 25% cheaper than what other pipe dealers have to offer. For example, a 2-inch OD pipe with an extra heavy wall for 88 cents a foot, or a 2 3/8-inch OD pipe, also with an extra heavy wall for $1.33 per foot. GoBob Pipe and Steel invites you to compare those prices with anybody. And if cows are involved, GoBob is the one to call for fencing and cattle equipment. We invite you to call the knowledgeable customer service representatives at GoBob Pipe and Steel for more details at 877-851-2365. And please use our website as a tool for your business, www.gobobpipe.com.
At this point a year ago, we had the conference report of the 2014 Farm Bill done, waiting on final votes of the House and then the Senate, and then eventually a signature by President Barack Obama. And one aspect of the Farm Bill that turned out to be very good for livestock producers, for our cattle producers here in the Southern Great Plains especially, livestock disaster assistance renewed, put back into place on a retroactive basis. One of those that insisted that this be in the final bill, Congressman Frank Lucas, the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, a rancher from Roger Mills County, Oklahoma.
Absolutely, Ron. For years and years, our friends in crop agriculture have had insurance products that worked, and in particular parts of the country, Midwest, for instance, worked really, really well. What we attempted to do in the 2014 Agricultural Act was put livestock producers on the same playing field, not to give livestock people anything better than the crop folks had, but to put us all on the same playing field. Now, this coincides with one of the worst drought periods in the Southwest in perhaps a century from 2011 and still ongoing now in my part of western Oklahoma, nearly $900 million paid out. But I would remind my neighbors to remember, that number is incredibly large, but this is an amazingly intense drought we're in, and those numbers reflect not just 14, but 11, 12, 13, and part of 14 so far. So that's a multi-year number, but thank goodness it's there. I don't know what would have happened to a lot of especially young producers we'd not had some way to mitigate Mother Nature.
And oh, by the way, the Livestock Disaster Assistance Program is a permanent program, but the deadline to sign up for coverage for assistance retroactively back to October 1, 2011 is today. So get with your local Farm Service Agency office. As the Congressman mentioned, over $900 million being paid out to producers, that's for Oklahoma alone, the number one state in the nation when it comes to total payouts. Congressman, does that surprise you a little bit that Oklahoma is number one when it comes to the disaster payout under this program?
We just happen to be ground zero in this horrible drought. Our neighbors in Texas have benefited greatly too, but we're just in the drought. As our friends in the Midwest discovered in 2012 when they were in the super drought that basically took out the corn crop, nobody is exempt from these ever so often super drought. We just hope every day it'll start raining.
Former chairman of the House Agriculture Committee and one of the key players when it came to getting livestock disaster assistance included in the final 2014 farm law. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Back on those Texas plains.
Join us, Riders in the Sky, for sizzling hot San Antonio.
It's the 2015 Cattle Industry Annual Convention and NCBA Trade Show.
Woo! So grab the family and head to Texas for the latest cattle industry information and education.
Join us in San Antonio, Texas, February 4th through February 7th.
For more information, head to beefusa.org, and we'll see you
back on those Texas plains.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.